Thursday, March 26th. The first reading from Genesis chapter 17, verses 3 through 9. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages." Haydock Commentary. You are to become the father of a host of nations, Jews, Saracens or Arabs, Idumeans, and by faith all nations who shall believe in Christ, the King of Kings. The true church will never then be reduced to a few unknown believers, as the Donatists and Protestants assert. Abram in Hebrew signifies a high father, but Abraham, the father of the multitude. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 51 through 59. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. Haydock Commentary. "Whoever keeps my word will never see death. He shall not die forever. That is, he shall not incur an eternal death, as they who die in sin." But they understood his words of the death of the body. Jesus says, "You accuse me of being possessed with the devil because I preach to you a doctrine far different from what you are accustomed to hear, but I speak nothing but the truth. I give honor to my Father, I execute his orders, and the words I now speak to you are the words of eternal life. Whoever observes them shall not die. Moses promised a long life to those who observed what was commanded in the old law and offered them as their reward goods and temporal prosperity. But I now offer you an eternal life. Believe my words, keep them, and observe my ordinances, and you shall not feel the death of the soul, the second, eternal, and most miserable of deaths. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day, my entrance into this world, my incarnation, my birth, my manifestation in Israel, my death and passion." So say St. Irenaeus, Origen, St. Cyril, and others. "He waited with impatience for the deliverance of the whole world. He saw it and was glad. He saw it in spirit, for God revealed it to him. He saw it approaching in the birth of his son Isaac, and in the miraculous deliverance of his dear son, when he was commanded to offer him in sacrifice to the Lord. The vivacity of his faith made him, as it were, present at the time of my birth, though then so far off." So says St. John Chrysostom. It is not unlikely that this patriarch and the others who were with him, detained in limbo, were apprised of the incarnation and coming of the Messiah, which would fill them with an effusion of inexpressible joy. So says St. John Chrysostom. Christ here teaches us two things. First, that he was before Abraham, and second, that the Jews were not true sons of Abraham, now treating so rudely him who, even before his coming, had given Abraham so much joy. Before Abraham came to be, I am. Christ here speaks of his eternal existence as God. He does not say, "Before Abraham came to be, I came to be," because as the Son of God, he never did come to be. But he says, "I am," which shows his eternal divine nature.